We begin with prayer. Holy Spirit, hear us at this sacred hour. Bless us with your presence. Bless us with your power. Amen. Friday, 6 a.m. Jesus is on trial before Pontius Pilate. Pilate, the judge, and the jury. What is at stake? Usually in a trial, it's the defendant's innocence or guilt. Not so much on that Good Friday. Jesus would be declared innocent. Nevertheless, he would be sentenced as if guilty. What was at stake? Let me sum it up with three words that came from the mouth of Pilate himself, found in the 18th chapter of John's Gospel. What is truth? Truth was on trial. The statement of Jesus that elicited this response from Pilate was this: "For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." So it was from the beginning of his life, truth was at stake. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. That child in the manger was the embodiment of truth. Throughout his life, he bore witness to the truth. Time and again, Jesus began his teachings with the words, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, truly, truly, I say." John records 25 times when Jesus used these words. The other gospel accounts record many more times when he just used the word "verily" once. Jesus' testimony to the truth stood in direct contrast to the lies that were being told about him, the lies that were being taught in Israel by the religious leaders. On one occasion, Jesus actually told them, "You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it." On the other hand, you have the followers of Jesus, to whom he said, "If you abide in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." It was more than just his words that constituted the truth. We've heard Jesus say, "I am the truth," when he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Jesus is the truth. He bore witness to the truth with his words and also with his very life. Both before Pontius Pilate stood the truth, that very truth that could set Pilate free from his sins and free from eternal condemnation. Now that takes us to the flip side of this coin, namely, what is the truth about us? The truth is that, like Pilate, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So it was that Jesus, from Gethsemane to Calvary, was surrounded by people who were in bondage to sin. The temple police, the Sanhedrin, the high priest, the soldiers, the Jews, Pilate. We could also add the disciples, since they contributed to this by abandoning Jesus And why not add you and me? By sinning, we have contributed to the condemnation of Jesus. All have sinned, and that is the truth about us. All truth is bound up in Jesus, in his words, in his person. He tells the truth about us. He tells the truth about himself. The truth about us is sin and condemnation. The truth about him is forgiveness and salvation. Everything but everything revolves around him, the truth. Who you are, where you are, what you are doing throughout your life. Everything, all the time, revolves around the truth regarding your relationship to Jesus. That you are either a condemned sinner or a redeemed saint. And Jesus makes the difference. Nothing else matters. Now, Pilate might have said, "The truth is that I am powerful." Actually, he did say, "Do you not know that I have the power to crucify you and the power to release you?" But where is his power now? The members of the Sanhedrin might have said, "The truth is that we are the religious authorities." But where is their authority now? All of these enemies of Jesus proved to be empty, vain, false. The truth was at stake, and the truth won out. As it says, "For of a truth against your holy child Jesus, whom you have anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done." On that Good Friday, Satan and his cohorts attempted to silence the truth, but they proved to be powerless to stop God's plan. Verily, verily, Jesus came to save us, and he has. So what is truth? Jesus is truth. Moreover, who are we gathered here today? We are of the truth. That truth has set us free from sin and condemnation. And now we gather here and elsewhere to listen to the voice of truth, the voice of Jesus. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. We turn to hymn number 433. 433, we'll sing verses 1 and 2.